Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week by one of the impact freshman members of the Dartmouth team coming off a big weekend, Matt Baker, freshman forward from Barrie, Ontario. And Matt, want to welcome you in and congratulations. Big weekend for the Big Green, and particularly a big weekend for you in leading the offense in the upset of Clarkson, slowing the Golden Knights down on the road.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And, yeah, that was a big weekend for us, you know, getting all 4 points there. I think that's the first time we've had all 4 points in a while here on the road. It was great, and it was great for the team morale.
Indeed the case, and I know that from talking to Coach Gaudette earlier in the year, we talked around the holiday time. The team off to certainly a bit of a slow start, and it seems like there's been a number of years. I kidded around a little bit with Bob about sometimes the slow starts and the strong finishes for the Dartmouth team. I know you're a freshman, but seems to be a little bit of a pattern there. But obviously new to the college hockey scene, but not new to hockey. You want to be playing your best down the stretch, and it really looks like the Dartmouth club is beginning to find their game at the most opportune time here.
I think with the slow start, it was maybe a little bit with the scheduling, because I know we have exams there during we take a couple weekends off or so, and then we come into Christmas break. But it seems like a pattern, and obviously we're coming in here hot, and hopefully we can keep it going. We got a bunch of conference games coming up, and those all mean something.
Now, indeed, the league race. In the ECAC, very tight. The exception of Clarkson, Cornell put a little distance, but other than that, very much in play. You've come through now the first half of your freshman year in Division I college hockey. You played out in the BCHL last year. BCHL, of course, a long time, has sent a number of players and some great players along to college hockey on a regular basis. What about your thoughts in terms of making the adjustment and some of your initial impressions here through a little bit more than half a season of getting to play at Dartmouth?
Yeah, you know what? When I first came in, the pace was really quick, mm-hmm. and it took me a bit to adjust. But, you know, now I'm playing with a junior and a senior and Jassic and Kulk, and it's they made that transition a lot easier in helping me adjust, so...
Hey, you guys as a line have really clicked, and as far as having those two guys, you know, you being in the middle, those two guys on the wing, what have they brought to the equation in terms of how you guys have meshed? What give you a chance to give a little recognition to your teammates there, your line mates?
Yeah, they both of them are real skilled offensive players, and I think with Jassic's vision, it's pretty great. I think there's a couple of times I've just been a hard bottom hand in the back door, some open nets, and Kulk's a great. He's great at getting the puck to the net. His shot is just unbelievable, and shot that I've never seen before. So, they're making it really easy out there.
Oh, indeed, and big as we mentioned, big weekend for the Big Green, and big game for you and your line mates in particular. You play Clarkson. Clarkson was on a tremendous roll of 14 unbeaten. And you go in there to that atmosphere up in the North Country. Very important, obviously, to get a good start on the road. And you were able to accomplish that. The Big Green were able to get one early. You got a 1-0 lead. Your goal early in the second period was a big one. Just take us through that. I know that Alex played a major role.
Yeah, you know what? I think right before that goal, we were just finishing up on the power play, and I had a wide open net, and I think I missed it completely. The puck flipped up on me, but Jassic made a great play out of the corner, and it was just another one of those plays where it was just a little tap-in goal, but credit to Jassic. That was a great pass.
Jassic setting you up there, and at that time it broke the 1-1 tie. You got right back early in the second period to get the lead. You knew Clarkson wouldn't go away. Clarkson got one late in the period to tie it. But on the power play, and I'm sure you've learned part of your educational process in college hockey, Matt, has been how tight these games are, and often it comes down to goaltending, and more often than not, it might come down to a special teams opportunity, and you were able to cash in 1-for-3 on the power play. You're 3-for-3 as a team on the PK. What about the power play goal that you were able to get?
Yeah, you know, it does seem like that a lot of the games are coming down to one goal contest. So yeah, you know what, the power play has been great, and especially these last couple games, we've really been moving the puck well, coming into the zone great. But yeah, I think on that the third goal there, you know, Yauzi from the point made a great shot, and I think just so happened to go off my stick. But yeah, that was big for us, and we were able to keep the lead there throughout a lot of the third period. So, I mean, it just shows the character in our room to be able to come out in the third there against a great Clarkson team, and you know, eventually come out with the win. So it was definitely great for our team to get that.
And you mentioned as far as being able to hold on and protect that lead. Truth be told, you got the power play goal, your eighth of the year, leading the team at 6:47, and then about 30 seconds later, you and your green teammates were faced with a five-minute man-down situation where you really had to circle the wagons.
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously not something that we wanted, but
yeah,
we had to kill off, and it was that was great. You know, after the 5 minutes, it almost created more momentum for ourselves. And for the guys, for the PK guys, they, you know, we had a ton of block shots throughout the entire game, not just on that 5 minute, but, you know, they showed a lot there.
Indeed. You've had success offensively, once again, leading the team with the 8 goals. Particular success on the power play. What about how that big green power play has been in functioning? What are some of the key elements there? You've got 3 of your goals, almost half of them man up.
Yeah. We've been focusing a lot on it practice, you know, making sure we get a lot of the pucks to the net, make sure we're not getting pucks blocked. But, we've had some success, and you know, obviously both power plays too, not just the one. So, you know, we got a lot of scoring from all over the board there, which is great.
Looking at you having the opportunity to come to Dartmouth, how did it come about with Coach Gaudette, the coaching staff, and your recruitment coming out of the BCHL a year ago?
Yeah, I actually got recruited out of prep school, actually out of Toronto and Upper Canada College.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was talking to Coach Rose, actually, and Coach Gaudette, and they said, you know, Wenatchee would be a great place for you to play. And obviously it was. I had a great 2 years there under Coach Bliss Littler, and had some success there, which was great. And, you know, I thought it really prepared me for college hockey. And, you know, it was great. I had a great 2 years there. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, look at Dartmouth, and did you have the opportunity to visit there and be able to catch such a, I always look at it, such a great hockey atmosphere, and I always think of Thompson Arena as one of the really great college hockey buildings in the country.
Yeah, I never got to see a game here, which was unfortunate before coming, but I did come on official, and, you know, just being able to see the rink even without all the fans, but, you know, even just seeing the rink in the locker room, it had me, I was hooked right away.
Yeah, looking at the current state of affairs for you and the Big Green, you're at 500 now, 6-6-1 overall in the ECAC. You had the long trip up to the North Country. Now an opportunity to play at home this weekend. You'll get Colgate and Cornell, and a couple of teams that you saw in a couple of tight games that you dropped on the road. You played Cornell very tough, one of the hottest teams in the country, let alone the ECAC, and also I had a tight one up at Colgate, 3-2 loss to Colgate. What about the challenge of this weekend with 4 big points on the line, Matt, in league play?
Yeah, this is a huge weekend for us. You know, we owe both these teams, and especially being at home, this is a big 4 points for us that we can get. I mean, obviously you got Cornell, the second-ranked team now in the country, but we can't overlook Colgate there on Friday too. They're a good team. Both teams have great goaltending, so we're gonna have to try and find a way to put the puck in the net this weekend.
Indeed, I'm sure you'll factor in a big part of that. And truth be told, Dartmouth and Colgate, you're dead even in the standings as the jockeying for position, home ice playoff position. Both stand 6-5-1 and tied for fifth. So that'll certainly magnify the importance of that game. And you and your line mates are right there, 1, 2, and 3 on the score chart. So hopefully you guys are going to be able to stay and continue to work together offensively.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we've had a good little second half here, so we got to keep that going, obviously. And you know, we've not just our line; we've had some great success from Graver's line and Kilisoff's line as well. So you know, if all of us we can get going this weekend, hopefully you know, we'll have some success and put some pucks on that and get the 4 points.
Indeed, 4 points on the line in the ECAC race for the Big Green as they get ready to host Cornell and Colgate. Matt, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate your time this week here on Inside ECAC Hockey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt Baker, freshman forward Barry, Ontario, our guest here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.